USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defense lawyers and House impeachment managers will answer more questions from senators for a second and final day today. The session will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. It will set the stage for votes on Friday on whether the Senate will call witnesses. Some Republicans want to call Joe and Hunter Biden, suggesting the younger Biden's business dealings in Ukraine are really what should be investigated. Joe Biden saying on the campaign trail in Iowa yesterday, Republicans are simply afraid he's going to become the nominee.
They know if I'm the nominee, I'm going to beat Donald Trump like a drum.
Reports are twice this week Hillary Clinton avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic White House hopeful and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who's suing Clinton for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Life expectancy in the United States is up for the first time in 4 years. An annual report from the Centers for Disease Control saying the latest figures show that it's increased by a month over last year, and for two big reasons.
Primarily due to decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
That's the CDC's Robert Anderson. The calculations mean on average an infant born this year can be expected to live about 78 years and 8 months. Though the average for males is 76 years, 2 months, and it's 81 years and 1 month for women. Police in Stockholm say thieves smashed their way through the front doors of an art gallery today. They made off with around 10 bronze sculptures and etchings by surrealist Salvador Dali. Experts say each one is estimated to be worth at least $25,000 to $50,000. Those Dali works were on loan from Switzerland. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new White House task force will monitor the coronavirus as the world deals with the deadly outbreak that's killed at least 170 people in China. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and is going to lead the federal response to try to contain the disease. There have been so far 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, though hundreds of more people are being tested. Super Bowl weekend is dawning soon, with the productivity losses expected to hit $5.1 billion, with absences and distractions both leading up to and immediately after the Super Bowl. John Clemens has more.
That's the findings from the Global Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, where VP Andy Challenger tells us about the lost productivity.
Employees put together office pools, they talk about the upcoming game, and then a lot of productivity is lost on the Monday after the Super Bowl. This year it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday, whether they're hungover or they're just recovering from a long night and a late game.
Challenger tells us there's a price tag for this.
We estimate that it's going to cost American employers about $5.1 billion in lost productivity.
I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.